But it's still 0-0, and the ball all the way back to the goalkeeper, FC United's goalkeeper. That's Alisson, takes a touch. This time he clears his lines and gets the ball over the halfway line. Up goes Lacey. Good flick on there by Lacey, but Hooper not close enough for Nathan McCarthy, so that ball was wasted. Again, another long ball, onside decision as well. And here comes the number 10 now, Ollie Johnson. Johnson gets beyond FC United's senior. Can he get a shot away? Chips it through the back post. It should be a goal, and it is a goal, and it was so, so simple yet again. And it was the number 9, Adam Boyes, at the back post. He climbed tremendously well. It was good play down the left-hand side by Ollie Johnson, and in all fairness, the ball should have been cut out by senior. He did it too easily. Ball chipped over, and a good header, and 1-0 to Radford Park Avenue.
And it has been coming.
It has, yeah. They've been the better. They've had the better start. I mean, the better team. But that was poor defending from FC United. Bullied, really, there, Joel Senior, in fairness. And good play down the left-hand side there by Ollie Johnson. And once he skipped past him, he put a delightful ball in, because I was watching FC United warming up with the goalkeepers, and that ball from that side being chipped over, they were going far and wide. He's just delicately chipped that, and he's got up brilliantly in front of two FC defenders that couldn't match him.
And there was two on the back post, really.
Exactly.
Put it away.
And FC United found themselves a goal down on...
About 18 minutes.
Throw it anyway. About to be taken. Long ball into the penalty area. FC United have to defend it again. It's headed away by Fagbowley, who's on the edge of the area. It's headed it back in by Spencer. It's a good game, Spencer, to be honest. It's back to goal now for the number 10, Olsen. Ball comes across, an opportunity. Good save by the goalkeeper. He fizzed it in there. Raul Toulson, and FC United again having to defend deep. And it was a good ball into the penalty area. And FC's goalkeeper, well, he palmed it away. It's another corner ball for Bradford Park Avenue. Corner taken very quickly. It's an opportunity for the skipper outside the penalty. First half shot comes in. It's not the best of shots and goal, and FC United can come away with it. But again, Brown gives the ball away, and FC United can find themselves fortunate to win the ball with the... Well, they did win it, and then they've lost it. And then now the right-hand side, an opportunity for Ollie Johnson. Johnson has support just inside of him. Oh, it's an opportunity, and a great finish, and a great goal. And four FC players around. One player, and it was the number 7 there, Wayne Brooksby. And I tell you what, he got it out of one foot into another foot, and he bent it into the bottom corner. But again, woeful defending from FC United of Manchester. But a great finish, and did it all himself. And four players all stood around the ball looking at the player. He's gone past him, and FC United 2-0 down here, and deservedly so.
I'm going to try and be fair. Was that good play from Bradford Park Avenue?
Yes, they scored. He took it really well, got it out one foot out of the other and bent it in. But that's on the 6 yard, just beyond the 6 yard area, and it was woeful defending from FC.
And again, there were other options available as well if you wanted them.
Yeah, exactly. It was just poor defending from FC United of Manchester. So FC United have to defend the ball on the right hand side. It goes, can it be kept in by the number 9? Yes, it can. Boyes does well. Chips the ball towards the back post there, and it scurries across. Does it come off an FC shirt? No, it doesn't, but it stayed in play anyway, and they have another opportunity now. It's nonchalantly played back by to Nicky Clee. Clee holds the ball, goes past one, but defended well initially by FC. The ball back all the way to Matt Hill. Takes the first touch, a 1-2. Good football down the left-hand side. And corner ball in shoes.
Nope.
No, it's not. It stayed in play, in fairness. Here's another opportunity. So pushing the back there. He stands up, though, there, Matt Hill. Surprised he didn't go down holding his ankle. There's an opportunity now. It should be 3.
No offside given. It's a goal.
It is 3. And it's Wayne Brooksby again. Words fail me, Ben.
Well, you wouldn't be surprised to know, dear listener, that the amount of opportunities Bradford had there, or FC had, to pressure the ball.
Maybe clear the lines.
I get it cleared. was unbelievable. And then the amount of time that Bradford Park Avenue had to pass it around the 18-yard box was lovely for them.
I might have stopped commentating now. It's that was, again, just dreadful. Absolutely dreadful from FC United of Manchester. They just nonchalantly passed the ball around, and they gave FC an opportunity on more than one occasion to clear the lines. They chose not to.
And just to rub some salt in the wound, at the moment it's Blyth Spartans 0, North Ferriby United 1. So this.
Well, if it stays like that, FC will be bottom of the division.